Good afternoon. It's a happy Thursday in Australia. It's Cricket here. I was going to drop this yesterday, but working on the YouTube channel got me more involved than I expected. But hey, here we are today. In 2015, I think it's right, I wrote a book called So Here's the Question. It's a compilation of some of my early blog work and just asking questions, getting you guys to thinking about stuff. And I thought since the podcast started, on Wednesdays, I would make a Book Wednesdays, and I would upload a couple of chapters, or at least a chapter, a couple of blogs, and just talk to you about them a little bit as to why I wrote them and what's going on. And hopefully they will give you something to think about out there. And the first one is called You Are Special No Matter What. And I'm just going to let that one speak for itself.
I wrote this original piece back in 2012 when I was starting out in the blogging world. I included it in the book in 2015. This entry is going to be a little personal, but I need to share some thoughts about today. It's been a good day, but I think I need to chat with you all about a couple of issues. First, today is Suicide Awareness Day. It has got me thinking about all those amazing people we have lost because someone felt that they just could not face life anymore. That someone who was bullied and made to feel so worthless that there was no other way out. In a lot of ways, I just don't understand why. Why is death a better way? What about those of us left behind? Family and friends who have so many questions and there will never be answers. Today is a day to take the time and just listen, really hear people when you ask them how they are doing. Why do people bully? I just don't understand why people have to do this. What is there to gain by doing this? I will admit I was bullied in school. I just didn't realize that is what it was. I was not the prettiest girl and all that goes with those dreaded high school years. It really took a toll on my self-confidence, which was not much. I called myself an ugly duck. I never really dated in school and lived in my jeans and t-shirts. I will turn 50 next year, and it's been in the last couple of years that I have had help and began to see that I really am okay. Pretty cool actually. Smart, sexy, I got your back. Moving from Ohio to Australia has taught me heaps. Second, my Twitter page is a safe place to hang out. Because of a little show called The Voice O, I have become part of a family with a wonderful group of kids. They are younger than me, all ages. We have become a family, we share highs and lows, give each other needed support and encouragement. Today I found how that some bullying has taken place toward one of my Twitter kids, and let me tell you right here and now, that is not on. I will not stand for any of that taking place on my page, let alone to my family. I keep a safe page for the kids to hang out and have a little fun. To my friends and family on Twitter, I love all of you. Each of you are amazing and unique, and I am so blessed to have you in my life. Each of you have blessed me in so many ways. You let me be a Twitter mom at times, but please understand I am just looking out for you. I would not want to lose any one of you, it would leave such a hole in my life. I am always just a tweet away anytime you need anything. If it's a hug, a shoulder to cry on, please don't be afraid to give a tweet. We all feel broke at times. At a loss and not really sure what to do. All I can do is please speak up, tell someone, anyone. Please don't give up, you are loved and wanted. You are so amazing and have a special place on this earth. You may not know what it is, but you are meant to be here. It's taken me almost 50 years to get that through my head. For no matter how long I have my Twitter family, I just want them to know how much I value each one of them, that I love them and how special they are. There are amazing things waiting for them and I can't wait to see what happens for them. If I could leave them with anything, I hope it's the fact that a Yank from Ohio gave them a place to hang out, where they felt safe to fly, to feel safe and to know that someone in this world thinks that they are just amazing. I want to give an extra special shout out to Cinda. She is an amazing architect. I can't thank her enough for chatting to me for this post. I would like to dedicate this post to Cinda, who recently lost her dad. I know that he was her foundation. He left his footsteps across many lives he touched. I would like to share with you about a mate of mine who I think has a unique outlook on things. She is a wife and mom, but also a working woman who owns her own business. She is an architect and has a way of looking at things differently. Her dad once told me that she always knew being an architect is what she wanted to do. Well, she has made that dream come true. I asked her once what was the one thing she likes most about being an architect, and she told me, "I love being able to walk through a space that I dreamed of, drew and built." It got me thinking about how we create projects in our own life and how we go about building them in our own life. Cinda will post pictures of one of her projects on Facebook, which always has me interested in watching it take shape. What starts out as a blank piece of paper is transferred from an empty piece of land. If the foundation is not set up correctly from the start, if something is off just by centimeters, it can throw things off further in the project. I think that is the same in everyday life. If the foundation is not just right, from the beginning it could be months later before the problem starts to show itself. Why is it we don't take the time at the beginning to get it right? Is it the excitement of it all, the newness of everything and not paying attention to detail? Just taking the time to do just a little homework, checking that measurements are correct could save money and heartache down the road. Cinda has chatted with me about what it's like to walk into a space that was empty and see your dream of what you imagined coming to life before your eyes. What she spent hours sitting at her architect's table creating becoming reality in front of her. I kind of have an understanding about that, but to actually be able to see it take shape in front of your eyes is another. We all have dreams that we hope one day that we can watch grow and work on, be able to actually reach out and touch it as it takes place. I think she is lucky to be able to take the time and be nurturing to the dream to make sure that it takes shape. Here is a thought though: how many of us have taken the time to apply the same thinking to something we have done? Do we wind up playing the what-if game when it all falls apart? Do we actually take the time and go back to see what measurement was not done correctly to cause things to become slightly off? As Cinda posts updated pictures, you can see more of what has taken place. You see the walls taking place, electric lines going in, insulation going up, and all the things that are needed for a good strong house. I am the first to admit that I have not taken the time in the past to make sure those things are in place when starting out. Cinda has two little ones. They go to school, but you can see that a good strong foundation is being built. She works on giving them the tools for those life lessons they are going to need down the road. My daughter is expecting her second child at the end of this year, and it makes me just wonder again, as I did when she was expecting her daughter Elizabeth, did I do enough to give her a good foundation that was strong and level, well insulated rooms and the knowledge for a little maintenance along the way as needed. After a few weeks, the next set of pictures has been added and you see the trim going up in the rooms, painting being done. Colors being added to rooms that used to be plain. I always did my best to give the girls choices from an early age. They might have been simple as to what shirt they wanted to wear or have for a snack, but it was the best way I knew how to help them with that process. Even now I have been looking back over my life and looked at some of the choices I have made and am the first to admit I could have made better ones. I wish that I would have had someone to help me along the way to show me that I had more options than I realized. The last series of pictures is the house finished, waiting for the new owners to move in. What started out on a piece of paper and an idea in Cinda's mind is a finished place. All fresh and new, waiting for life to move in and new foundations to be built. Watching the process that Cinda goes through in creating a space, watching the fruits of her labor come to life have reminded me about the life choices I have made. Wishing I had a better foundation built and given the tools for maintenance when those damaging times came along and I could fix what was needed. It's just been over the last couple of years that I wish I had someone to come in and help me with the maintenance of me. Done a little fix me up, help me clean out the gutters and pull some weeds. I would like to thank Cinda for sharing what she does with me. I am always interested when she has a new project and puts up pictures to see how things are going. It's a reminder to check on my foundation and make sure that everything is well measured out and well insulated, things are in balance and maintenance is done along the way. Here's the question: when is the last time you check the strength of your foundation?
When I sit back and listen to my words, I hear all those little mistakes I could have corrected and how green I was starting out writing. So I hope over this series that you'll see how the writing's improved, and I hope that I can leave you with some thoughts along the way about just about different things in life. Again, I want to thank those people who have taken the time to talk to me, giving me ideas. Pearl, thank you as always, and I will see you guys on the next podcast.